In the heart of Burkina Faso, where the sun scorches the earth and whispers of change dance in the wind, a young soldier named Ibrahim Traoré found himself at the center of a nation reshaping its destiny. This is the story of how he stumbled into power and the secrets he carried in his coup d'état diaries. And it all began on a brisk morning in late September 2022. The air was thick with anticipation as burly men in uniforms paraded the streets of Ouagadougou, their boots echoing against the cobblestones like a drum signaling a call to arms. The citizens looked on, their eyes wide, with a mix of fear and curiosity. But amongst the chaos, a quiet power was brewing, nestled in the shadowed corners of a humble barrack. N.N. Ibrahim Traoré was just a simple soldier in a world filled with inequality and strife. Growing up in a small village, he witnessed his people suffer from poverty and lack of opportunity. Educated but frustrated, he joined the military, hoping to help protect a nation that seemed to betray its citizens. Yet, as he climbed the ranks, he became disillusioned with the corruption that plagued the upper echelons of power. And one fateful night, as the stars flickered like silent witnesses above, Ibrahim picked up a tattered notebook and began to write. This was not just a diary, it would become his manifesto. It contained thoughts, ideas, dreams for a new Burkina Faso, one free from the shackles of oppression. NN fast forward to the day of the coup, the atmosphere crackled with tension. Ibrahim gathered his closest allies, each bearing the scars of past battles. Together, they shared a vision, a revolution born out of the ashes of despair. Ibrahim's diary served as their guide, its pages filled with strategic plans, hopes for justice, and a plan to dismantle the old regime. The young leader harbored a conviction: they had to act decisively. NNTHE coup unfolded at dawn, its rhythm punctuated by the sound of gunfire and distant cries for change. With each passing hour, Ibrahim's heart raced, a blend of trepidation and determination. As they advanced towards the presidential palace, he reflected upon the sacrifices that brought them to this moment. Each step felt like a tribute to those who had fallen, every shout a promise to the voiceless. NNBY late afternoon, the palace stood in their sights, yet it was guarded fiercely. Ibrahim's mind raced. It was then that he remembered his strategies outlined in the diary. He ordered his comrades to use tactics of subterfuge, creating diversions that led to chaos, disorienting the palace guards. With a mix of stealth and bravery, they infiltrated the grounds. NN, when confronted with the political leaders of the previous regime, Ibrahim felt the weight of history upon him. For every injustice his people suffered, there stood a symbol of a broken promise before him. Instead of revenge, however, Ibrahim sought dialogue. He believed in justice, not vengeance. In a bold move that surprised both allies and enemies, he chose to negotiate. NNTHE next few days unfolded in the limelight. International media flooded the streets, eager for reports on the young leader known for his unique approach to leadership. Ibrahim became a sensation, captivating audiences worldwide with his calls for peace and unity. Yet, beneath the glimmer of the spotlight lay the fervent entries of his diary, recounting the moral dilemmas and the dreams of his generation. Nna's voices rose in support from across the globe. Ibrahim faced immense pressure. Power can corrupt even the purest souls. And soon he found himself grappling with trust issues. Whispers of betrayal swirled around him, and old allies began to act suspiciously. Nights turned into endless sleepless hours where he would pen down his thoughts once again, capturing the chaos in his mind and the fears in his heart. In a pivotal entry, he wrote about the coup d'état diaries becoming more than just a narrative of power but a reflection of a new creed for leadership among the youth. Each word was laced with hope that one day true democracy would flourish in Burkina Faso, free from the specters of dictatorship. And yet, as Ibrahim's influence grew, so did the threats against him. Former regimes did not fade easily. They lurked in the shadows, waiting for the perfect moment to strike. The tension reached a boiling point as discontent simmered among some factions that opposed his vision of peace over violence. The climax of the story arrived unexpectedly, a sudden betrayal from within his ranks shattered the fragile trust he had built. A coup within a coup. Ibrahim discovered that one of his closest allies had been secretly plotting to usurp his power. The plot unraveled quickly, and in a moment filled with betrayal and heartbreak, Ibrahim had to decide: was he willing to forgive, or would he choose to retaliate? And in his diary, he inked the words that would define his leadership: to lead is to love, even those who conspire against you. With this philosophy, he chose to confront the traitor not with violence but with a heartfelt plea for unity. It was a gamble, one that redefined leadership in a nation craving hope. The aftermath saw a reformed transitional government emerge, led by Ibrahim Traoré, who now understood the responsibility of power. Not as a privilege but as a burden to uplift. His coup d'état diaries became a blueprint, guiding not just leaders but the people towards a shared future free from the chains of the past. As the sun set over the plains of Burkina Faso, Ibrahim watched his fellow countrymen united, inspired by his audacity to rewrite their narrative. His story had only just begun, but the heart of the coup d'état diaries echoed through every corner of the nation, blending the promise of a new dawn with the wisdom of the past. And so, the tale of Ibrahim Traoré became a point of reference. A young leader who, fueled by the power of his words and the sincerity of his heart, sought to transform his nation from a land of conflict into one of fraternity. The journey ahead was long, filled with challenges and triumphs, yet what remained vividly clear was that the heartbeat of Burkina Faso had changed forever, carrying the promise of hope into the winds of tomorrow.